And welcome back to SwampSwami.com's sports podcast. Today, let's wrap up our discussion about the conference room that's in use. In our last visit, we discussed the current state of three major athletics conferences, the ACC, the Big Ten, and the Pac-12. Last week, those three conferences met to discuss, perhaps, how to divvy up the remainder of the Big 12 conference teams, or whether they had some other things in mind. So what do you think they were discussing? I think it comes down to two possibilities. Let's cover that. The first and most likely was to come up with a friendly agreement as to the best way for these three major athletics conferences to split up all or some of the remaining Big 12 conference teams. After Texas and Oklahoma hit the road for the SEC a few weeks ago, that left eight Big 12 schools in the conference. The Big 12 conference might not be ready to go down without a fight, though. They could try to add a few new members, such as the University of Houston, SMU, Cincinnati, Memphis, or even Boise State, in an effort to rebuild their conference once again. But if you're one of the surviving eight Big 12 schools, you might be wise to hold off on any ideas of a possible Big 12 expansion plan until your remaining member schools see if they're being courted by one of the four remaining major conferences first. The annual television payday they might receive from joining one of the larger remaining conferences is going to be significantly higher than the newly patched up Big 12 conference would be able to snag. Now remember, we are fully into the bigger is better feeding frenzy in major college athletics right now. I personally don't like all these changes purely for money's sake, but we'll go ahead and play the cards as we see them right now. So let's assume that last week's session, which I dubbed the Conference Room of Conferences, was a friendly gathering to gauge interest in each of the remaining Big 12 members. Let's also assume that the three athletic conferences in attendance will be expanding to 16 teams, just like the SEC just did. And as we discuss these eight Big 12 schools, keep in mind that the number of television eyeballs brought in by those schools will indeed matter. You can have a large alumni base like Texas Tech, but if you're unable to prove where your alumni reside in large numbers, you may be out of luck soon. Let's now discuss each of those eight Big 12 schools. West Virginia first. The Mountaineers could land in the Atlantic Coast Conference, where there are currently 15 member institutions, or possibly the Big Ten, where there are 14 current members. I think that the ACC makes the most sense for West Virginia, as it sets up some rivalries with Virginia Tech, Virginia, and Pitt. Well, what about Oklahoma State? I discussed the Cowboys' plight in depth in an earlier post this month. You can go look it up. The Pokes are most likely coveted by the Big Ten, though, so that the conference can expand their footprint into the Oklahoma City, ranked number 43 in TV markets, and Tulsa, number 58 in TV. I cannot see the Pokes heading out west to the Pac-12 unless they were to join along with TCU, Texas Tech, and some others. Kansas. Now this one's my head-scratcher. Though KU's basketball program is arguably a top-5 national program, the football team at Kansas has been historically bad in recent decades. I could see the Big Ten, while holding their noses, taking Kansas purely to claim the number 32 television market in Kansas City. As for Kansas State, unless the Pac-12 throws them a lifeline, the Wildcats might be toast. And Iowa State, sorry Cyclone fans, but I think you're in the same boat as K-State soon. That takes us to Texas Tech. Texas Tech has well over 30,000 students on the campus and a rabid alumni following for the school's athletics programs, no doubt about that. Alas, the Lubbock TV market ranks a paltry number 142 nationally, so the Red Raiders have to sell themselves as a national brand. That's going to be hard to do unless they can package themselves with TCU. The Horned Frogs are based in Fort Worth. The Dallas-Fort Worth TV market is number 5 in the country. And though this private Christian school is not on equal athletics footing with Texas Tech, TCU can claim that they deliver the Dallas-Fort Worth television market to the Pac-12. TCU has the easiest sell to get into the Pac-12. Now let's talk about Baylor. They have a similar issue as Texas Tech does. Baylor has an extremely competitive football and basketball program, but the Waco TV market ranks number 82 nationally. The Pac-12 might go for a package of up to 4 Big 12 teams, since they currently have 12 members and could add 4 more to get to 16. Baylor must hope that they can pair with TCU if they hope to get into an expanded Pac-12 conference soon. So in summary for the Big 12, I see Oklahoma State, TCU, West Virginia, and Kansas appearing to be in the best positions to be picked up by another major conference. Meanwhile, Texas Tech, Baylor, Kansas State, and Iowa State need to do a lot of marketing if they want to continue playing on the biggest stage nationally soon. So now let's turn our attention to what else might have been considered by the representatives of last week's big powwow of the ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 conferences. First, let's assume that the three college athletics conferences have already selected their preferred Big 12 leftovers and have now each become a 16-team conference just like the SEC. That would mean that the ACC is adding one new team, the Big Ten would be adding two, and the Pac-12 would add four new teams, so that would make each major conference equally comprised of 16 teams soon. This means it would now be 64 colleges participating in the four major athletics conferences. Is it time to trot out the idea of forming a special football-only super conference yet? Well, here's my idea on how you could do it. The SEC, ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12 schools could make a pact to create a 32-team football super division from within their 64-member institutions. With 32 teams in the mix, that also leaves 32 teams on the outside looking in. In the initial year of this super conference, each conference would nominate up to 8 teams based on the prior year's BCS rankings or other ratings methodology which might be in vogue at that time. And the remaining 32 schools would then participate in a separate lower division, much like professional golf's mini tour, with the top 4 teams at the end of that season being automatically promoted up into the Super Football Division for the following year. Likewise, the bottom 4 teams of the Super Football Division will be sent down to the lower division for the following year. Now, any ties that we have will be broken based on a 5-year one-loss record for each football team. This method will assure that competition remains high to stay within the upper Super Football Division, as well as motivate the 32 lower division schools who are trying to move up the next year. The television money for those 32 teams participating in the Super Football Division will be quite a bit higher than those languishing in the 32-team lower group. Let's take an example here. Florida State might have been a lock for the top football group just 10 years ago, but their football team of late should not be part of any top group today based on their recent performance. If Florida State should turn around their football fortunes and win big in the new 32-team lower-tier group, they would automatically gain admission into the top tier of football schools the following year based on this annual qualifying methodology. Teams will stay in the upper tier as long as their on-field performance warrants. This method will assure teams competing in the Super Football Division that despite a much more difficult competition level, they still have a 28 out of 32 or an 87.5% chance that their team will not fall out of the upper division simply based on having a relatively mediocre record for just one season. Only the 4 worst performing teams from the prior year will be dropped in favor of the 4 best teams moving up from the lower division. Again, any ties will be broken based on each team's 5-year football one-loss percentage. The television networks, who are driving this plan anyway, right, will likely insist that my idea should be modified to contain a guarantee that each conference has a minimum number of participants every year. They might prefer a minimum of 4 teams from each conference playing in the new Super Football Division in order to achieve a better geographic and national advertising balance. Now, personally, I believe that the competition on the field should serve as a primary determining factor rather than coddling to any underperforming conference. And yes, I'm talking to you right now, Pac-12. In summary, my new SwampSwami.com plan gives each of the 4 major conferences, SEC, ACC, Big Ten, and Pac-12, a chance to feature their best football teams in a 32-team Super Football Division and another 32-team play-in football division with the annual rotation of 4 teams out of each division assured based on the team's performances in the prior season. Give it some thought. I'm Swamp Swami. Come back and see us.